Is it just me, or does everyone think parents have a lot to answer for? And yes, I'm a parent, and I have no doubt stuffed up my own kids in ways we don't even understand yet. But some parents do a better job of stuffing up their kids than others do. I'm a proud maths watcher, and some seasons, I like some seasons more than others. Some I just think they're a bunch of trash people that are unenjoyable to watch. But this season, I have been captivated. There are a lot of good people on this show, and then there's the trash ones that, you know, keep it interesting for everyone. But last night, something happened that I just think is an event that makes this show so damn important. There's a fellow in there called Timothy. He's 51 years old. Mark and I have spoken to him. They matched him up with this girl, Lucinda, from Byron Bay, and she is the most adorable human on the planet. Sometimes she says things that are a little bit too Lucinda, like they're, you know, she's a bit of, you know, I can just really feel an energy shift in this room. And, you know, it makes me laugh. Sometimes I'm a bit like, oh, Lucinda. But I just adore her. I worship the ground that she walks on. And last night he had this massive breakthrough, and he actually showed her some affection in public. I hate the way they always say walls, but I have to say it. His walls that he's built around himself had been coming down, and then he kissed her in public and the room fell apart. They're all like, oh my God, your heart's melting. You are amazing, Timothy. And he sat there and you could see he enjoyed it for a moment. And then he said, I've got to go outside. He goes outside and he fell apart, and there's nothing he can do about it. He's mic'd up. He started to sob in these. His body was racked with sobs. And when they finally got a camera to him, you could see his eyes were all swollen and puffy. And he just said, you know, I'm 51 years old and I have never loved or let someone love me, and I have wasted my life. And he just spoke about how being around Lucinda had taught him that there's a better way to live. It honestly, my heart is breaking just saying it. And he went from this surly man who loved to mess things up with other people, you know, loves to cause a fight, loves to be the trouble in a room, and he's just melting in front of us. Anyway, I think it's really important TV. She's a wonderful human, and I just love it.
You're not alone, Caroline. I think a lot of people have really hooked in this year. I mean, it was always popular, and you can't sit there and say it's not.
No.
The ratings are through the roof, absolutely screaming.
I just want to say one more thing, just for people who haven't watched it. His mother died when he was 17. Then his brother committed suicide after his mother died.
And didn't his father say something horrible to him?
His father died 6 weeks before they began filming, and at some point, about three weeks ago, he admitted to one of his friends on the show, the last thing his dad said to him was, I don't like you.
That is hideous. Mm. I mean, who says that to their own kids? Mm. Janine's joined us from Bedina. What did you want to add?
I've been a maths watcher for years.
Yep.
As soon as I heard that Gladys Berejiklian liked it to unwind, I went, well, it's good enough for Gladys.
It's good enough for me. I agree.
What if her and Daryl sat down and watched it together?
Yes.
I have used it to unwind for years, but I absolutely agree with you. She is so unique and so beautiful and so perfect for him. And I hope it works out for them.
And tell me, Janine, last night where this guy broke down like this, is there a few people in your world that you know, oh, gee, I reckon they're like that?
No, I'm happy to say I've never met anyone like that is so guarded and so frightened and fearful. I haven't. And I've been nursing for 44 years.
Wow.
And, you don't see every side of a person when you're nursing them. But, I've never come across a man like that. And I did online dating for years. I would have run a mile, I think.
Yeah. You know, he can't even, she hugs him and he can't return a hug.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
It's very, whoever hurt him bad.
Gee.
Yeah.
545-111-927. This guy needs some time with Toddy.
some hug therapy.
Yeah, just corner him in a room. Give him another hug.